WGS 306. Happy Friday. The prodigal son returns. Dave Murray is in studio.
Dave's here.
Good to see him.
I'm missing it.
It's good to be here. It's good to be back.
He's sitting in your COVID chair too, Wheels.
I know it.
That's all right. I don't have it now, and I didn't have it then. You're safe, Dave. You're safe.
I don't know.
Your butt may have had it. Did you test your butt?
My butt's got a pretty good immune system.
Yeah, let's stop talking about your butt.
All right.
Hey, so, I don't even want to think about that,
So
Wheels.
Welcome home, man.
Thank you.
How's it feel when you come back
to
St. Louis?
Great, great. Yeah, well, I love it. Yeah, you know, Janice and I both love St. Louis. And it's, you know, 42 years here, for the most part, working. And, you know, still doing you guys and some other stuff. But, yeah, it's nice to be involved in the Evolution Festival, which we come in for every year.
And I know from knowing you so many decades, you love a challenge. You love interesting weather.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, bro.
I got it.
You got it.
Yep. It's, you know, today's a mess. Today is simply a mess. That's why Billy has canceled. Sting has canceled. You know, the festival doesn't start till 2 o'clock. Doors open 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We're not going to see a day like this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Could be a couple showers from time to time. Hopefully the field dries out a little bit. It's really, the problem is the surrounding area, not the field itself, because everybody's staying off of that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. I walked the field this morning. Hmm. It's not too bad.
Yeah. And you said, like, they're putting in a road, right?
They are. They're where the big, heavy trucks have to come in with the crews of the acts who are playing. They're concerned that these things may not get in.
Yeah.
So they're laying down a bunch of mulch, and then they're going to lay down a bunch of gravel and roll them in that way.
So let's talk a bit about Florida. Damn. I mean,
yeah. It's the Panhandle, Florida. Not so much the peninsula. I mean, that, you know, I've talked to a buddy in Tampa. He said a lot of debris, take probably 3 or 4 hours to clean up.
Mm.
Some power outages, but overall not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't quite in the focus of that storm. I still, like most huge hurricanes, this is something a lot of people might see some beginning video saying, oh, it doesn't look that bad. Tomorrow morning, it will look bad because that's when the helicopters can get up. That's when the ground crews can get to the beach and really see what happened. Mm-hmm. It was still a tropical storm when it went over Atlanta this morning.
Wow.
Wow is right. You know, to have a tropical storm warning. They had a tropical storm warning for Atlanta early yesterday just to let folks know it was coming. And now why we're seeing rain from it, normally never, ever see rain from a North Florida hurricane. But there's a low pressure over us in the upper atmosphere, and it's sucking that moisture up. And they're kind of, the two things are doing a little dance around each other,
mm-hmm.
and they will eventually merge into one system and drift through the Tennessee Valley, drift through the Ohio Valley.
Yeah.
And that's, I've been doing this a long time. I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Have you guys seen the videos from Tennessee and North Carolina?
Oh, that, you know, again, we were talking about this a couple of days ago. The flooding in those areas and in the Appalachian Mountains, it's truly biblical. It's going to be 30-plus inches of rain.
Wow. And I mean, I-40 is collapsing in some spots.
Yeah, flash like flooding like you've never seen. Because it's just, this thing is, it's stuck. It's just not doing anything. It still has the supply of moisture from the Gulf and the Atlantic. It's pulling off the Atlantic now. So it's got nonstop moisture. And it's just boom, 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 just over and over and over again.
I have a dumb weather question for you. And
okay.
Now,
no such thing.
Now I get to see your face. Like you, typically,
yeah,
I can feel your face when you're like, what?
Did you ever find the moon yet?
Oh, that got him.
It was not there. I look for that mofo for an hour.
I'm just picturing you like twirling around on the sidewalk. Like,
dude,
where
is it? I was. Yes. I
know it's out here.
Out in the middle of the field. And I'm like, okay, joke's over, God. Let's bring the moon back. But no, here's my question.
Okay.
So I started to say, I think I know, that the basic way that rain gets in the clouds is it sucks it up out of the existing water and it comes down as rain. So when that happens to ocean water, does it rain salty water or does it?
Not really. However, with that said, there are sometimes, there was a tropical system that was in East Texas earlier this year And we had mentioned that you might smell some salt in the air. So it's not doing it even down along the coast. It's not dumping salt that's going to kill all the vegetation and things like that. But there are salt particles getting into those clouds, and that's what the rain forms on.
Hmm.
That's the condensation nuclei, to really get nerdy here.
Oh.
And that's what it develops. And in thunderstorms, it can develop on grasshoppers and insects and things like that. And so you get little balls of water, little balls of ice, and the bigger the updrafts, bigger it gets, the bigger it gets, and the bigger the raindrops.
You see what a great weather window we have here.
I know. It's wonderful.
It's kind of raining sideways now.
Yep. Yeah, this is the heaviest rain and wind. And wind is going to be a feature of this, is from now, we were thinking 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that's right. I mean, 2 o'clock, it was like it started to move in.
Yeah.
And winds of, I wouldn't be surprised to see some 35 plus mile per hour winds. Not wicked winds, but windy. The problem is it's coming from the north-northeast. Our trees aren't used to winds, north-northeast.
Okay.
They're used to northwest wind, west, southwest. So they're full of leaves, and there will probably be branch damage and tree limb type damage. I don't know if trees will come out, but we did have 4 inches of rain Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, it softens things up.
And so some trees could come over. But because it's against the grain of these trees, they're not going to like it.
So 110 miles an hour, 130 miles an hour, like we saw in Florida last night.
Yep.
If you're standing out there in it, is it knocking you down on your ass?
Anything over about 70 miles per hour is knocking you down. You're rolling down the road. And 100, personally, I can't even imagine 130, 140 mile per hour winds.
And you've been in a hurricane hunter a couple of times.
Yes, yep.
Walk me through that.
And I've been on the ground in hurricanes a couple of times.
Which was scarier?
In the plane.
Yeah.
In the plane.
I bet.
You know, at least when on the ground, you can get inside.
Were you in like the worst turbulence you've ever been in your life the whole time?
Yeah, I've always explained it. Sit in your chair. And then I'm going to come around behind you and shake it as hard as I can for 8 hours.
Wow.
That's what it's like. It doesn't stop. It's nonstop, you know, until you get in the eye, and then it just goes quiet.
That must be amazing.
But then you squirt back out again.
Yeah.
So it's like, here we go again.
How big was the eye when you were in the hurricane?
It wasn't a huge storm in the one that I really got to go in. I've been in some that... The eye was a little too close to land, so we couldn't go in. There are some real safety concerns of tornadoes more than anything.
Oh, wow.
When the hurricane almost makes landfall. But it was probably about 20 miles wide. This thing this morning, it was about 50 miles wide. The eye was tremendous, just tremendous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like looking down into hell, you know. Boom.
What? And you could do a symposium on this, but in 5 minutes or less, what is it that controls whether a storm is a monster or like it's no big deal?
I do.
I knew it.
I love it.
Now, a lot of it, in the case of hurricanes?
Yes.
Case of hurricanes, it has to do with ocean temperatures more than anything. Now, there's a lot of dynamics that have to pull together. But anything over 80 degrees, that storm is going to town. Waters in the Gulf, 85, 86 degrees. Unlimited energy going into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all a hurricane really is swirling thunderstorms.
Okay.
All around that eye. That's basically what a hurricane is. Just really concentrated.
I know it's one big storm, but is it almost like a bunch of littler storms?
No, it basically gels into one big storm. Right, right. Yeah, you know, just like a big winter storm would for, you know, coming across us.
Yeah.
Or going up the East Coast, something like the same thing.
Anything behind it?
I am concerned about another storm forming. There's Isaac deep in the Atlantic right now. That's not a problem. That's going out to sea. Probably shouldn't have even been named. That's just a kick that I get on and name storms that are, you know, affecting the fishes. There's probably going to be another one, I'm thinking central western Gulf, so Texas, Louisiana, come the 5th, 6th, 7th of October.
Okay.
I mean, this is the rock time. This is rocking time for hurricanes. Mm-hmm. This is not anything unusual. What was unusual is the two lows coming together. Mm. Getting a hurricane this size, not unusual. Just not unusual.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Dave Murray is live in studio with us. We'll do our normal shtick at 3:35. We're just kind of hanging out right now. 4 p.m., we're going to talk to Bernie Miklas and then turn you loose on your weekend. So we've done this a couple of times, but if you have Dave Murray in studio, and welcome back to St. Louis, remind me again how you got here. Like, tell me your origin story, basically.
Oh, how I started? I started in St. Louis in television. And it was back in 1976 when there were not meteorologists on television, other than a few, a handful across the country.
So what would they do? They just take the guy with the biggest personality?
Yeah, you know, like a Cliff St. James.
Holly Romaine. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Or the weather girl, not to be sexist, but the weather girl, which is kind of making a comeback across a lot of the country. And I have good legs, but they're not that
good. Not that good.
But back in the day, they were.
Back in the day, they were
it's
pretty
good.
It's
the ugly
good.
Weather girl.
Yeah, and I had made a videotape. Actually, it was a piece of film. And I'd built my own maps. I was at the University of Wyoming in graduate school. I had built a map of Wyoming out of plywood. I had built a map of the United States out of plywood because the Atmospheric Science Department had a shop where the planes were all kept. And cut it with a jigsaw and painted it and did the whole thing. They looked pretty good. Actually, they looked very good. But the thing that, and I did a weathercast, but what made my tape stand out is that I put together an animation. Now, it sounds silly today because everything is animated, but you've got to go back to 1976 and think about where we were. There were no graphics in 1976 for weather. And so a friend of mine at the university who was a photographer, he was also a professor, but he was a professional photographer. We talked about it and to say, can we move a cold front across Wyoming? And he goes, absolutely. And he set up a camera and we did pixelation for all practical purposes. It took us 3 weeks to do about 8 seconds. Now, we could only do it at night because we were all worried. It was like off time. That was our recreation. And we kind of locked this whole thing up in a room with a big sign saying, do not come in here. Nobody touch anything here. Yeah. And we would spend some time each night moving the front, moving temperatures, flipping temperatures, moving words across the state of Wyoming. And it truly took about 3 weeks. But it was the cutting edge of where we were going.
You think you were the first guy to do it?
I was not the first. A guy named George Winterlane in Jacksonville, Florida, was doing it. Nobody at that time, though, could do it you couldn't turn it around.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't come in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go, yeah, let's do an animation. You just couldn't do it. So we were toying around with it. And that sold me. Luckily, the program director at Channel 5 was a guy named Keith Gunther. Ray Karpowitz was the general manager, and I don't know if they took pity on me or what, but you know, they saw potential.
How old were you?
I was 22, probably 23.
Wow.
No more than 23.
Yeah.
And have I told the pants story?
I don't know.
The interview?
I don't know.
I don't recognize it.
When I had talked my advisor into letting my teammate and I hold back. We were going back to Wyoming because we were in St. Louis on a research project studying the climate of the city. I was studying thunderstorm gust fronts. I was an offshoot of it. And we traveled with aircraft. We traveled with big Suburbans, and we had about 7 of them, all decked out with weather equipment, which is probably where you got the weather balloon from.
Probably when we met.
Yeah. And my advisor said no, because I talked my way into Channel 5 for an interview. But I had to go in to the interview. And my advisor said, who was from St. Louis, he says, I can't do that because we have to travel in a pack. That's just what we do. And I said, I promise, won't be any more than an hour. We will catch up to you by the time you're in Lincoln, Nebraska. Which we did. We were able to, and he finally said, okay, do it. Just do it. And I went in, but then I thought, I have nothing. I'm a research graduate student. Most of the day, I'm in a T-shirt and cutoffs and working in the sweltering. This was in August, summer, in St. Louis. And I thought, what do I have? I said, well, I have a golf shirt, and I have a pair of plaid pants. Go back to the 70s, folks. Go back to the 70s. And I thought, well, this is the best thing I've got. So, and I figured, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I'm just screwed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a sport coat. I don't have nothing. And sneakers. I didn't need, that was my look at going into this interview. And Keith Gunther is behind, I come walking in, Keith Gunther's behind his desk. He's the classic St. Louis, blue blazer, you know, red tie, looking like St. Louis. And I'm thinking, I'm dead in the water. I don't even know why I'm doing this. This is a waste of my time, everybody's time. And he stands up, and he's got a pair of plaid pants
on. There you go.
And I walked up to him, shook hands. He goes, I love your pants. And we proceeded to talk about weather for the next 2 hours.
Wow.
And when I got back to Wyoming, there was a little pink phone thing said, call Keith. He's ready to offer you a job.
Man.
Really?
And
it was,
and I, at the same time, I had gotten a possible offer out of Boston. And I thought, I was actually driving from Laramie, Wyoming to Denver to get on a plane to go to Boston for an on-air audition. And I thought, what am I doing? Truly, what am I doing? So I stopped in Fort Collins to a payphone. Again, folks, time trip back to the 70s. And I called my dad, who business all of his life. What I wanted to do was...
Off the
charts, but supported me 1,000%. And he said, I can't give you any advice at all other than to go with what you think is the way to go. And so I hung up with my dad, picked up the cell phone, called Keith Gunther and said, when do you need me? He said, I need you in 2 weeks. I said, I will be there.
Nice. That's awesome.
Then I'll tell you the salary when we come back.
Okay. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 335. Dave Murray is live in studio with us. He is in town to do all of the meteorological work. Man, I'm good at saying that word.
There you go.
Right before it's in my head, I'm like, you're gonna dick it up. He's doing the Evolution Festival over the weekend, so he's hanging out with us for another half hour or so. Before we jump into the forecast...
Yep. You want to know my salary, don't you?
Oh, sure. I do want to know that.
Now, again, way back machine, 1976.
Yeah.
I'm coming out of grad. I'm in graduate school.
Right.
They offer me 12 grand. And I'm thinking, I'm the richest
guy
in the world.
How will I spend all that money?
That's like $1 million now, right?
How will I spend that money?
And then I, you know, and I'm thrilled. I'm just absolutely thrilled. And I get into the station and you start to hear... numbers of what other people are making. Right. Now, they've been there longer, and I'm truly a rookie, absolute rookie. And before I could go to management called me up, and I thought I was dead in the water already.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? We feel bad about your salary. We're going to increase you up to 14.
Ooh.
And I went, wow.
Like suckers.
I did it.
I'm going to take an 8. When you, because you had already had great success before you went national to Good Morning America, but when you went to Good Morning America, what they were paying you, were you just like, this is stupid. This is so crazy.
The easiest way, no, I didn't think it was crazy because I, you know, the market, you know, what the business pays. The one of the greatest things that I can relate to you, my dad never said it to me because I was always on the air, but whenever he would come visit with my mom, they'd be watching me do the weather. Janice would be home, and my dad would just start laughing. And Janice would go, what are you laughing about? And he goes, I can't believe they pay him the kind of money that they pay him to do what he does.
That's great. I love it.
That's like the biggest compliment a dad could give somebody.
Yeah, to my me, dad as says far that as to I'm me concerned. Every week.
Yeah, that's so great. So when whether you were 22 or whether you're age now, if you're in a town and you're watching another meteorologist.
No, you did. You psyched yourself out.
Another weatherman. Can you watch it without judgment? Or are you always like, you got to be kidding me. That's not a nimbocumulus.
No, it's always with judgment.
Yeah, good man.
Always.
Good man.
In fact, it drives Janice a little crazy.
I bet it does. I bet it does.
Can't you just watch the person, male or female? No, I can't. I can't.
Because there are several components to the job. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's the scientific component. There's the personality component. Where do most people fail, in your estimation?
It depends on what a station is looking for. It could be one or the other, or it could be a combination of the two where the person fails. If you put a little too much on the science side, your personality probably is not going to come out. That's probably a failure. On the other hand, if you let the personality take control and you don't bring enough, if you're being a meteorologist and you're talking serious weather and you don't put enough of the expertise into it, you could fail. It's a fine line, and you've got to find the point that keeps you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that I always give the St. Louisans credit for and thank them for is that they let me be a weather nerd. They let me really explain what was going on. And if I blew a forecast, I would explain. I wouldn't hide behind the computer models or whatever that everybody hides behind now.
Yeah.
I would come out and say, yeah, you know what? I stunk the room up in the last 24 hours, and here's why.
Yeah.
One thing I can promise you is if that event, that whole thing unwraps the same way, I'm not going to be wrong
Learn my lesson next time.
Yeah.
When you would have more wacky guys pop up around you, did you ever get pressure like, hey, look what this guy's doing. Maybe you should.
No. I've been blessed with all this. I've worked in four stations, two in St. Louis, and everybody's kind of let me run my own race, which, again, I'm very thankful for because I know a lot of people in the business who just get creamed. A great example is he was in Louisville. I can remember his name. I won't say his name. He was a weather guy. He was a meteorologist. And he was probably a little too heavy in the science on TV, and the station brought in consultants. They said, hey, you know, everybody really respects you when it comes to your forecast and the weather and your knowledge, but you don't have any personality. We need you to swing a little more personality. And so he worked on it really hard, and he became more personality than he did weather, and they fired him.
Oh.
Because it was like, nobody trusts you anymore.
Yeah.
You're too weird on the air. That's the fine line.
Yeah.
That's the fine line you have to find.
Yeah. I'm sure it's the same way with sports wheels.
No. Weird's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been on this show for a long time. I don't think I've ever heard wheels be so quiet.
Oh.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is. It's really weird.
If I was in there, I'd be like patting you on the shoulder, like Dave's my friend.
Dude, he and I went to the Funny Bone the other night to see a comedian, and it's the last time I'll ever go somewhere early with Wheeler. We sat there for about 45 minutes, and he did not stop talking, and then he got a margarita in him, one margarita, and it's true what they say. I could have had my way.
Hey, and, all I did was tell you everything that I made for food that day and all the sports
yes,
I watched.
All you did was tell me every object you looked at for 45 minutes.
Now,
I made burgers today.
When you're at a comedy, are you the guy who's just laughing his butt
off? Ask Dave.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
I am the loudest laugher in the entire venue.
There were three comedians. One's a national guy, one's a medium guy, and one was a brand new girl who was hosting.
Okay.
She was
fine. Early 20s.
She was fine, but
yeah.
She was brand new.
Right.
He was laughing like someone dug up George Carlin.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there next to him in his date. I'm like, honey, it's fine. We're going to be fine.
You just keep patting him on
the
back.
Take it. And then he'd do this kind of thing. Like you're with your grandpa. He'd laugh so loud. And then he'd wipe his eyes. He'd go, it's funny because it's true. And I'm like, what am I with Orville Redenbacher?
What can I say? I like to have fun, man.
Yeah, but you're the comedian's dream, aren't you?
Oh.
I would. Yes. Every 100%. One of them tells me that. Yes.
Yeah, next time I do a live show, you're on the stage with me.
Yeah, I mean, I was in this. I did the same thing during your show. You just didn't
I just didn't
it.
See you. No.
Yeah.
Let's do some them live
yeah.
weather. What are we looking
yeah.
at?
Yeah, obviously, what we see is what we get for the rest of today and into the night. Heaviest rain, and we're not talking torrential rains, though at times we'll have these tropical downpours. from now, for we were always thinking 2 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. I still like that. Wind could be up to 30, 35 miles per hour. So pretty good winds. Looking at the flags, well, the flags are all wrapped around themselves out here. Overnight, it's still going to be raining, but it's going to start to taper off a little bit. But the wind will stay up most of the night. Into tomorrow, cloudy day for the most part. And there'll be these little waves of tropical showers squirting by. Nothing like today. But every once in a while, a shower will come up. Could there be a little downpour with that? Absolutely. Probably not much in the way of lightning, but I can't rule out a stray lightning bolt. And we're talking probably 75 on Saturday. Breezy much of the day. Not overly windy. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Maybe a brief little tropical shower in the evening. And probably the rest of the night's dry.
Okay.
Not much. 65. Sunday, partly sunny skies. Again, just a fairly small shot of a couple of tropical showers. The key on Sunday is the sun should come out to some extent. So we could see a little bit of lightning in those tropical showers because this atmosphere is really funky. It's just really weird. And all of next week looks fantastic with sunshine, and of course, and in the 70s.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And Billy Joel's been canceled. I think you guys have been pushing that.
Yeah.
But he's gone Sunday night.
And Sunday should be great.
Sunday evening should be very good.
Nice.
For not only him, but also for the Evolution Festival.
Excellent.
Should be really nice. And the Killers. The Killers are in town.
And you're a big... Is it your brother?
This is my brother.
Yeah.
Don Murray's favorite group.
Yeah.
In fact, I was trying to get him to come out.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome. I know. But this is a bizarre thinking. He's been retired. He's my older brother, as I like to point out. And he's been retired now for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And he goes, if it was Saturday night, I would probably come out. He lives in Virginia. But it's Sunday night. I don't think I want to come out for a Sunday night show. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not a school day.
Yeah. The days are all the same.
It's easier to fly back on a Monday.
I know. Well, he would drive. He's a driving maniac. He will drive, and he would. He would drive from Virginia to St. Louis and not think anything of it.
Isn't it crazy? Like, we've known each other a human lifetime, but isn't it, do you ever, like, Don is mid-70s?
Yeah.
You're 70 now?
He's 3 years old. I'll be 71 in November, so he's 3 years older than that. Do the math.
Does it freak you out sometimes?
I don't think so. I don't look at age as this, being retired, I don't look at it as the end of life thing. I know what the result is.
I'm not
dumb.
Yeah.
But I don't tend to look at it that way. And I don't think my dad almost lived to be 94. I don't think he ever really looked at it.
I agree.
That way.
I, having just turned 60, I don't look at it that way either. But the way I do look at it is, where did the core of my life go? Like, you know what I mean? Like that little plug.
Yes.
When you're working.
Oh, yeah. And that speed, when you're retired, that speeds up even more.
Yeah.
It's like, this year, it's the end of September. Where did this year go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's take a break. When we come back, you get to see Rachel do headlines live.
Yay!
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS Top of the Hour. We have Bernie Miklas joining us. We have Kevin Wheeler at home because his wife has COVID. Dave Murray is live in studio in town doing the Evolution Festival. And Rach is nervous because she's about to do headlines live.
Oh, I'm shaking. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is sad. Actress Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey and Harry Potter has passed away at the age of 89.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, she's great. I think she plays Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter series.
There you go.
And the Countess of Greatham in Downton Abbey. She's survived by 2 sons and 5 grandchildren.
I'm a big Downton Abbey guy. I'm not going to lie to anybody.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
I would have never guessed.
Yep.
You got really into it a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. I did. I'm waiting for the new movie to come out.
There's another movie? There's like 6 movies.
Yeah, there's a new one coming out.
Oh my gosh. All right, the FDA has approved a new schizophrenia drug. It's called Cobenfy, and it helps regulate dopamine levels without causing side effects like weight gain, which can be an issue with other antipsychotics. It could cost up to $22,500 a year, which sounds crazy, but it's good that they've developed it.
It's wonderful.
Like this.
Yeah. Since I've become more and more open about my own mental health struggles and trying to be very positive about, you know, not get it out in the open and not marginalize it. But it's always like, well, anxiety's fine. And maybe depression, but schizophrenia, that's crazy. You know, like there's always going to be something where you can still make fun of that, you know.
President Biden has announced a task force focused on 3D printed guns. So it's called the Emerging Firearms Threats Task Force, and it's going to tackle the two main threats posed by 3D printers, which are machine gun conversion devices that can be printed and full firearms that can be printed via an illegally obtained code on the internet. Isn't it crazy that that's even possible?
That's insane.
I mean,
it's just insane.
I started to say, I know all those words, but I don't understand them together.
I will never understand the 3D printer. No. I don't. It's like, oh, yeah, and then it just comes out of the machine. It's how, though? How did that happen? People much smarter than me are figuring that out. The average 30-year mortgage rate is at its lowest level in 2 years. This is according to data from Freddie Mac. It averaged 6.08% as of Thursday, down from 6.09% a week earlier. And they've dropped more than a percentage point since May.
And psychologically, once we get into fives, I think that helps a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot of folks who have rates in the twos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great they're coming down. Really great. But six still sounds large.
But when we were younger, 19, 16, 17.
My first house in St. Louis, 22%.
Wow. Wow.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
I know. But, you know, at the time, it was like, Okay.
Now don't have any choice, huh?
Wow. But no, I don't think so.
But then, because I'm not much of a financial guy, were you then killing it on investments too? Like, is that the?
No, I was just a squirt. I was like in my 20s.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mid 20s.
So you had the bad part, but not the good part.
I wasn't killing.
Yeah.
I wasn't killing anything really.
Where
money-wise.
Shall I put my 12 grand?
Yeah. 14.
That's right.
14. Yes.
A Colorado man started a wildfire when he was trying to cremate his dog. People, just don't go out in the woods and start fires. It's really not that hard. He destroyed more than 7,200 acres of land and one home before it was brought under control. This all happened back in August. He's now accused of arson and trespassing.
Also, I've never tried to cremate anything, but I'm guessing it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, I mean, there are, it wouldn't seem
like it.
They'll
do it for you for a very small amount of money.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
A rare copy of the Constitution is being auctioned off. This is pretty cool. It has
curse words.
they're all written by John Quincy Adams. No, it's one of only 8 known surviving signed ratification copies of the U.S. Constitution, and it's only been known in private hands. It will be sold in Asheville, North Carolina. The minimum bid is $1 million.
If you guys had crazy, stupid money, would you buy things like that? Are you attracted to things like that?
The Constitution would be pretty cool to have a copy of, but I would have to be like Elon Musk rich at that point.
I know I would say no to that.
I agree.
Wouldn't know what would I do with it?
What about a Jimmy Buffett guitar?
That's different.
Okay. Now we got it.
That's actually cool.
Good to see you again, my buddy.
Thank you, guys.